There's nothing like the game action as far as communication, and it seems like every week is different guys out there. Does it get to the point where you want the same people out there so they can work together and you can kind of build some rapport with one another?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the longer you play with somebody, the more, comfortable you are with that person. But regardless who's out there, I mean, like I said, week in, week out, we're in the same room, learning the same thing. So regardless who's out there playing, regardless who's next to you, you have to trust that that guy knows what he's doing, So, I mean, it all takes time, I guess, but, I mean, whoever's out there, they're out there for a reason. They know what they're doing, they know the game plan, they have the athletic ability, coach trusts them, so he's out there.
There's a guy that plays safety for the Redskins, and LaRon Landry, who, you know, watch him play. Patrick, as a fan, I just think you guys are similar players. You're very physical, you're very fast. When you look around safeties in the league, does LaRon Landry pop onto your radar as a guy who plays that physical style the way you do?
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a beast, man. He's a physical freak in nature. He's fast. He's big. He's strong. And he's very explosive. And, he has that beast mode. I like that, man. I watch him, Troy, guys, downhill players. He's definitely a downhill player.
What about the preparation for a team like the Redskins? They've had a couple of different quarterbacks. They've used a bunch of different running backs. I mean, how hard is that? They're in the NFC. You don't see them a lot anyway. And then they've used so much different personnel at those skill positions this year.
It's kind of just getting prepared for everything, just that's what Phil's for, just watching see what they do game in, game out, and then just kind of preparing for everything, so we have to get ready for whatever the game, unravels, or however the game unravels, that we're ready for everything, and we've practiced everything, so we're not on our heels, so we're ready for, whatever they bring to us.
We had Troy Braun on earlier in the week, and saying the one thing that does concern about the defense is you got to be able to play man-to-man defense. To get stops in big games, how important that is. And it looked like you guys had tried to do that in that second half, didn't work out. Is that a concern? Is that something that you guys think you have to get better at?
No, I mean, that's everybody. Listen, man, receivers, they're the best in the NFL, too. People are going to make plays. DBs are going to make plays on receivers. Receivers are going to make plays on DBs. It's just limiting those big plays, So every game, just get better. Cover your guy, lock him down. If he happens to get a play or two on you, then, forget about that play and keep balling. You can't really worry about, we can't do man-to-man, can't do this, we can't do that. It's kind of, they're good, too. We just have to execute.
All right, last one from me. At Oregon, was reading up last night, your defensive coordinator still calls you by the nickname the Ultimate Warrior. What did you do with the Ducks that, with your defensive coordinator, garnered you that sort of nickname there with Oregon?
He always told me how to drive, man. I love football, Ultimate Warrior. That's what he called me every time. Just relentless. Just love football. I want to play football. He always told me that.
It's Redskins this week, NFC team, Patrick, and you feel like you'll play on Sunday?
I'm feeling awesome, bro.
You gave that last week. I'm feeling awesome.
2 weeks
come on.
I haven't said this in 3 weeks. Confidential, baby.
Okay, that's a good sign. Yeah. It's confidential. Patrick Chung, appreciate the time as always, man.
No worries, man.
There he is, Patrick Chung, joining us on a Patriots Friday, Mutt and Lou.